And I appreciate you mentioning the part of my bio about that I'm not one of those people who was born organized, because, you know, and I always liked to be, and I did pretty well until life got more complicated. But the idea is that these things can be learned, that the problems can be overcome. So it's not just that some people are and some people aren't, some people can and some people can't. The principles, the tools, the techniques are there so that you're able to do what you need to do and do it comfortably. Also, I'm not one of those people who is fanatic about organizing, about the, you know, every paperclip has to be in place at all times and that sort of thing. To me, organization is about what serves you. And so the level of organization that you have can be comfortable for you and serve you. So that's the idea behind my philosophy. I don't come in and put people in a straitjacket or something, and sometimes people are, somebody's going to make me get organized. No, it's about having things so that they will serve you. And then why did I name my business Effective Day? Actually, when I started my business 10 years ago, it was called Effective Organizing. But then as I realized that so much of what I was doing was involved coaching along with the practical tools and everything, I realized that it went beyond organizing, and I got my coaching certifications. And anyway, then it evolved into Effective Day, because that's really what we all want anyway. That's what it's all about. It's not about how your office looks. It's about how you feel and getting done what you want to get done. And why the word effective? Because effective implies that you're getting the results that you want, not just efficient, because we can get lots of things done efficiently, but if they're not the right things that contribute to your life, then they're not that helpful. But if you're effective, you're getting the most important things done that are really making a difference to your business and your life.